The Corporate Whistleblower's Survival Guide, a handbook for committing the truth. Written by Tom Devine and Tarek F. Masserani and published in association with the Government Accountability Project. Narrated by Jeff Hoyt. A note to the listener. Throughout this narration, there will be some references to the Whistleblower Toolkit. Please visit www.bkconnection.com/audiobooks/whistleblower to download a PDF file of the toolkit. Forward by Dr. Jeffrey Wigand. All that is necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing. Edmund Burke. There are concepts, and then there are the names we use to describe them. One concept that badly needs a new name is person of conscience. Currently, the name used to identify this person is whistleblower. But the name whistleblower needs to be replaced. Why? The term is laden with pejorative connotations such as rat, tattletale, fink, and turncoat. Obviously, these words signify opprobrium rather than approbation. The word we use to describe a person of conscience should be free of negative connotations. Indeed, the word should connote courage, strength, virtue, and an overriding concern for the good of humanity. The term whistleblower lacks these properties. The fact is, there is no single word that connotes the meaning of person of conscience. So I propose that instead of using the term whistleblower to refer to a person of conscience, we call a spade a spade. A person of conscience should be capitalized and referred to as a person of conscience. The capitalization signifies the important role that such persons play in protecting and promoting the human good. When I was first introduced to this book, while it was still in draft form, it immediately rekindled many memories, both pleasant and unpleasant, of my experiences as a person of conscience. It is my strong belief and conviction that persons of conscience deliberately put themselves in harm's way for the betterment of others. Persons of conscience perform selfless acts that merit accolades rather than disparagement. In 1988, I accepted a job at the Brown & Williamson Tobacco Corporation, B&W, as Vice President of Research and Development after 6 months of extensive interviews. B&W was part of the world's second-largest tobacco concern. Why did I join the company? My primary goal was to use the knowledge I had acquired during 20 years of healthcare experience to save lives by developing a safer cigarette, and to ultimately...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?